For Chasm Radio, I'm Farm Director Joe Gill, and this week on our Central Minnesota Farm Report, obviously it's May, we're talking beef, it's May Beef Month, and we've been doing a great promotion all month long getting qualifiers because we're going to give away 4 quarters of beef here. We'll do the drawing on June 1st, and part of our promotion is the Minnesota Beef Council, and Royally Rhodes joining us, Director of Industry Relations. And Royal Lee, this, besides maybe a typical holiday, has to be one of your favorite times of the year.
Oh, it definitely is. Man, who doesn't love Beef Month? And if you don't know this, this coming weekend is National Hamburger Day, May 28th. So it's really super great month to promote beef. Not that I don't love to promote beef every month, but this is the one that everybody thinks about, is May Beef Month.
It really does. But like you mentioned, it's a complete full year job that we try and do and promote the product. But summer just brings a little more added highlights, I think, because so many people like to grill, or they have a new smoker, or just basically now after COVID get together, and food and beef gives them a good reason.
Absolutely. And, you know, this is the most beef is sold, as steaks is sold from Memorial Day to Labor Day. You know, that's a big time for, as you said, for grilling. You know, we all want to get out, and we all love burgers. I had a burger for lunch today, you know. So it's always interesting to see what people buy this time of year. And, you know, we're seeing people try different cuts. And as you mentioned, smokers, wow, that business has just exploded. So it's always interesting to see what people, I had a friend the other night that actually did a flank steak in his Traeger. So it's just super fun to see what people are doing nowadays. And when you think about it, we've got Father's Day coming up. It's Memorial Day, then it's Father's Day, and we all want to grill for Dad. Then you have 4th of July, and, you know, just any day to grill is a good day in the summer.
You know, royally, things change in promoting a product or highlighting a product. How is that changed for yourself and as an industry and doing outreach and promoting? How has that changed even, you know, year to year or in the last 5 years?
Oh, absolutely. It's changed a lot. You know, we used to, people looked at circulars from the grocery stores, newspaper ads and things like that. And, yeah, we still do some of that, but there's so much more done nowadays digitally that people don't realize how big that is, or even on social media. People love to follow different ones of how that advertising is, or we've done a few times with a grocery store here in Minnesota. We've had beef as their banner at Christmas time and in the summer when it's grilling time too. So, you know, so when you go into their website to order those groceries, as we know so many people are doing that nowadays, the first thing pops up when we're doing that promotion is a beef image and a recipe. So very fun to see that happening.
How do you look at today's consumers now? I know the pork industry for a long time was really pushing hard on how to prepare it and how to prepare it right, and really taking that angle. Is that something I would assume all protein and even the beef industry is still continuing to do?
Oh, absolutely. We saw a lot of that even during these past 2 years. We saw a lot of that so many people were cooking at home now, and they didn't know how to cook. And so there was a lot of Google searches and a lot of things that people looking for how to do that. We just recently did, as a Minnesota Beef Council, magnets where it has the degree of doneness for steaks. So like a medium rare would be like 145. And you know, steaks, we all love that pinkness inside. But in ground beef, you don't want to do it that way. You want to cook it to the 160. Because those surfaces have all been exposed to the air. So just educating the public like that. I was just at a restaurant the other day, and I ordered a burger, and I said to the lady, and she said, well, do you want pink, no pink, or lots of pink? And I said, excuse me? She said, yeah, lots of pink. And I'm like, no, you can't cook it that way. So even a server in a restaurant didn't know that they shouldn't do that. So had a little educational moment there too. So interesting to see that, you know, things that are so common for us, and I teach so many of those things to the retail food service, that so much of the consumer does not know these things. It's okay to have that steak, you know, rare on the inside and just sear it on the outside, but you can't do that with that burger. So it's always a learning experience, but people are so open to learning new things and being out there that it's always interesting. And we learned another thing is now that people are cooking at home more, they like those comfort foods. So before it was maybe that cool flat iron steak or, you know, whatever. But nowadays, maybe it's some of those comfort foods. But now that we're heading into summer, you know, it'll be those steaks out on the grills or the burgers. So,
you know, Roy Lee, I'm glad you mentioned that hamburger story because I had a similar story, but it was with steak. And I was with a group and we were going to this fancy dancy restaurant. And I'm kind of a burger and fries guy. And they're like, all right, pick which steak you want. And I think it was a filet. And they said, well, how would you like that done? And the first thing I said, well, of course I want it well done. And then I had somebody in a group said, no, Joe, you don't want to wreck it now. Don't ruin it. This is what you want. And after that, every time I have that, it's like I take that education I got because otherwise I think I would have wrecked the whole meal, I think.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting that, I think, Joe, maybe you and I kind of grew up in an era that did well done steaks more so. I can remember my dad ordering his that way. So, you know, I think that era maybe did it a little bit more, but as we know, you don't want to lose all that juiciness and flavor in it. So you don't want to quite do it there. You know, that I'm kind of a medium girl, but a lot of people like that medium rare, you know, or so it's you love that flavor to come out of it. And we make such great beef here in Minnesota that you don't want to lose that flavor, you know. So you do kind of want to just get that good sear on the outside and leave that inside a little bit of pink.
Royal Lee Rhodes joining us, Director of Industry Relations with the Minnesota Beef Council. And I'm glad you mentioned, too, the beef here in Minnesota, what we have. And that goes to the farmers and the ranchers. And I'm sure as well in your promotion, you always want to tie that in because it's a huge selling point.
Oh, it is. You know, so many people just want to know where their beef is from. And I'm very fortunate to know so many great producers in this state. We're very fortunate to have a lot of wonderful beef producers in this state. And anytime I can incorporate them into a promotion or ask them to do something with me, people just love that they can talk to that farmer. And so I encourage all farmers and ranchers, like, I am here on behalf of you and sharing your story, but anytime you can share that story or see somebody in the grocery store, let's say you stopped in to pick something up, but because maybe you just, everything in your freezer is frozen, so you stop to get a fresh product, and somebody's looking at that meat case, hey, do you have any questions on that meat? I raise beef, you know? I think that's very important, and the more we can share what great producers we have in this state, the more the consumer just loves to hear that part.
Now, Roy Lee, this might be a broad question, but what do you say to consumers or those at home who are maybe afraid to be cooking or do recipes just because of many of the factors that we've addressed? I know a lot of folks now have Instapots, and they do really like the crock pots, especially here in Minnesota. They shouldn't be as fearful as they think. It really isn't that hard. I just think you need to maybe have some attention to detail, but otherwise it's not that hard.
I would totally agree with that, but you know, a great couple of resources they can go to is our website, MinnesotaBeef.org, and BeefIsWhatsForDinner.com, either one, and they can get, like, what's really fun is you can go on those websites, and let's say you're new to cooking beef, you can click on a cut that you want to try, and it'll tell you the best ways to cook it, and there's, like, guidelines on there, too, of, like, let's, you know, how long do you leave it on one side to the other when you're cooking it on a grill? So that's always fun to see whether it's a charcoal grill. There's guidelines for a charcoal grill or a gas grill. And so let's say you want to try a different cut than you've normally used. And so that's really interesting to go to the Minnesota Beef website, Minnesota Beef Council website, or Beef is What's for Dinner website. It's always interesting to try different beef cuts. Or if you, like you said, you just, many people are intimidated because of the price of it, so they don't want to ruin it. So it's a great way for them to be able to cook something and not ruin it with some guidelines.
Thanks again. We appreciate everything you do.
Thanks, Joe. It's always great to talk to you.
Roy Lee Rhodes, Director of Industry Relations with the Minnesota Beef Council, joining us on this morning's Central Minnesota Farm Report.